The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We'll hear from the People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, Richard Boyd Barrett, in just a moment. But first, his constituency colleague, the Fine Gael TD, Jennifer Carol McNeill, joins us. Jennifer, would you give us the gist, please, of the tweet you put out today in relation to the Doyle sitting, and particularly Richard Boyd Barrett wanting it to go ahead?
I saw my colleague, who I have great time for, as he knows, on the plinth today doing a piece to camera for the news in advance of the Dáil sitting, in advance of the business committee making a decision about whether it would or wouldn't sit, and where Fine Gael representatives were saying that in the interest of public health, it really shouldn't go ahead, that there was nothing that had to be dealt with by way of people being in the chamber today, that there was no legislation, there was no vote, there was nothing that had required people to be there, in the same way that last week and the week before, for TDs needed to be there to pass legislation, urgent legislation, to give people more money when they need it now, to give the Gardaí additional powers to protect people in this social isolation period. That wasn't what was happening today. And indeed, I hope that future legislation, that we can try and find a way to do that remotely, if we can at all, to try to keep to follow what we're being asked to do, what the ad in the break of your radio show asked us to do, asked us to stay home. And what I'm saying is that today's sitting was totally unnecessary. It was dangerous. It required people to come from all over the country. And for me, from a Fine Gael perspective, one of the closest people, rather than dragging people up from further parts of the country, to come into the Dáil unnecessarily and to put other people at risk. Simon Harris, the minister, said that none of the people there were among his close contacts, that none of us were among each other's close contacts, and we all created risk for each other by coming in today, and it just wasn't necessary. There's no question but that the role of the Dáil and the role of the TD is incredibly important. I am working all day, every day, as much as I can, and I know my colleagues are too, to try to help people who have lost their job, help people with childcare queries, try to find additional refuge spaces for domestic violence, help people with maintenance queries. But I can do that with my phone and with the laptop that the Oireachtas gave me to be able to work remotely. I don't need to physically come to the Dáil, and I don't believe anybody else does either, specifically today when we've gotten the urgent legislation that we needed to get through done. We've seen the European Parliament able to work remotely and able to have votes remotely. We didn't need to come in today, and we put other people at risk. And at precisely the moment that we're at the most sensitive phase of trying to suppress this virus, at precisely the moment that Irish people are working their hardest to stay at home, to stay away from their families, to self-isolate, at precisely that moment, to have to come into the Dáil is just, I think, the wrong message to everybody and the wrong thing to do.
Richard Boyd Barrett, in Jennifer's tweet, she said, was it so he can be on the news? Was that why you did it, Richard?
No, I think Jennifer is looking to get on the news by attacking her constituency colleague in a very personalised way. And it's unfortunate she's doing that because, of course, the business committee in its majority agreed last week that the Dáil would sit this week because very important issues needed to be discussed around the health crisis. That's what was discussed today, and around income and social welfare issues, which are affecting huge number of our citizens who are doing tremendous work in supporting the public health effort, either by doing essential work or by staying at home. And we are flooded with questions, concerns and reports on the ground from people either at home or doing essential work, which need to be put before the government. We are also getting questions and queries from people on the front line in the health services. So, for example, I have a list of 40 questions that were put together by a researcher who's working in one of our hospitals doing research on COVID-19 and a frontline hospital doctor about a whole range of issues affecting them on PPE, on testing, on hospital capacity and so on. At the moment, we have no forum and no mechanism for me to, on their behalf, ask those questions, right? Now, Jennifer may be able to phone up Leo Varadkar and get answers, but the rest of us can't, and the public can't get answers on those questions, and they are vital issues. And indeed, I've just come from a briefing with Leo Varadkar and Simon Harris, and interestingly, Jennifer's colleagues were meeting, not virtually, but in the physical buildings, so maybe she'd direct some of her criticism at them.
Were they physically distancing, though, in those particular meetings?
And of course, we were physically distancing in the Dáil, and by the way, The people who are in the opposition had already argued last week that we should look at the possibility of the Dáil convening remotely. We had also suggested, could we look at other venues where we could do even better physical distancing, but there is a physical distancing regime in operation in the Dáil. But there were very, very important questions being raised that are being brought to us by concerned members of the public and reports. So, for example, one thing I mentioned in the Dáil was that foreign language students are living in overcrowded conditions, often in dormitory conditions where physical distancing is not possible. When I went to the briefing afterwards, Simon Harris said, I quote, "I hadn't heard about that issue until you raised it in the Dáil today, but I will look at it." Okay, so even at that level, the Dáil sitting turned out to be useful.
But
of course, there were many other
Jennifer,
issues
Richard,
that were raised.
What about the issue, as she said, that, you know, we're trying to restrict people's movement and we have people coming from all over the country to then congregate? I mean, presumably there was way more than just the TDs who were in Leinster House today because of this.
The staff are in Leinster House every day, regardless of whether the Dáil sits, first of all. So let's just let's get the facts clear on that, as there are people working in government buildings, although it's scaled down. The staff levels are scaled down, and the number of TDs were reduced pro rata by two-thirds, so that in order to maintain physical distancing protocols. And it is worth noting, Matt, for listeners, that the list of essential workers was drawn up by the National Public Health Emergency Team, and it included journalists and public representatives, among many other essential workers. And the reason, of course, for that is because the Public Health Team understand, and indeed think it's critically important, that communication between the public and the government and the public health authorities is critical to having a successful public health campaign against the virus. So that they can hear, so the public health authorities can hear of issues, anomalies, problems that are emerging on the ground. There has to be a form and a mechanism to do that.
Jennifer Carroll McNeill of Fine Gael, have you been persuaded by the many arguments put forward there by Richard Boyd Barrett?
Addressing them one by one, the staff in Leinster House have been working at home and had to come in today, and I can give you named examples afterwards, Richard, if you like. Number two, you had 40 questions today. I have questions today, and I'm not picking up the phone to Leo Varadkar. I'm getting on to the Department of Health, the Department of Social Welfare, the Department of Education, and I'm getting my questions answered one by one by one. I didn't need to come into the Dáil today, and just because I don't stand up and ask them on the floor of the Dáil doesn't mean that I'm not working and trying to get answers where they come up. The spokespeople are being briefed in an ongoing way, and you are actually at a meeting today with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health, where you were able to raise your questions. If you hadn't already raised them all with the Department of Health, which I expect you did before bringing them up in the Dáil today, it doesn't convince me at all. Physical distancing was being practiced within the Dáil, but everywhere you go, you're walking past somebody, you're getting into lifts, you're touching surfaces, you're touching. You can't. Physical distancing only goes so far. It isn't a complete protection against transmission of the virus, and it doesn't work absolutely everywhere in all of the narrow corridors in Leinster House. It wasn't a sufficient excuse for holding it today. Yes, journalists are essential workers. Yes, public representatives are essential workers, but that doesn't mean that they leave their obligation and their discretion as to how they do that work in a public health crisis where we're asking people to socially isolate all the time, leave that discretion at the door and say, well, just because I am essential, it's essential that I'm in a physical place today. That's absolutely not essential. What's essential is that you do your work. If it's possible for you to do that remotely and protect your constituents and protect the people around you and protect the vulnerable people who you might unwittingly transmit the virus to, that is your obligation. That is your social responsibility. And turning up today was not that.
Richard Boyd Barrett?
It's noticeable that Fine Gael were the main movers in looking to stop the sitting. It didn't come from the public health authorities. It didn't come from the doctors. And the questions that I mentioned we had submitted questions as far back as the 25th of February that we still haven't got, in many cases, answers for. So there hasn't been a line of communication. When Jennifer says that the statements today weren't essential business, what she forgets to mention is that the opposition had asked that today's session would be questions and answers with the minister, but the government, specifically Fine Gael, refused that. They didn't want ministers to be questioned. They insisted that it was statements, which are far more useful. And the business committee, by the way, in majority today, when discussing this issue, said that they are going to ask that the government will have sessions in the Dáil, possibly remotely, or in another building where we can do better physical distancing, but which will involve asking questions on the floor of the Dáil, on the floor of a Dáil, in public. And that was not People Before Profit or Richard Boyd Barrett, Jennifer, that was the majority of the business committee requesting that, so that important questions, reports and issues that need to be put to the government, to be held, that they should be held to account on issues and so on, should happen and should happen publicly. And it'll be interesting to see, okay, do the government respond positively to that?
I just need to finish. Jennifer, I just want to clarify, did you actually go in today?
Yeah, I did. I had to go in today, yeah.
And are you angry
about
that?
I am, to be honest with you. And I went in and I sat and I tried to move about as little as possible. And I sat in to listen to the contributions that Richard said were as important as they were. And let me tell you, they had three things in common. The first thing was that everybody who stood up commiserated with those people and offered condolences to people who have lost loved ones and who are suffering as a result of this virus. The second thing is that everybody commended the hard work of the health service, of the people working in our frontline health services at this time. And they all exhorted people to continue to work with social isolation, as has been requested. Many people were glad and said publicly how glad they were that Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer, was back at work and that he was well again. And then they asked a question, the same sorts of questions that I'm getting as well. But what was common among all the statements, and why I didn't stand up to make a statement, because I saw it wouldn't add any actual value, any actual learning to anything, was to stand up and say the same thing again. What was common was people congratulating ourselves on complying with social distancing, commiserating with those who have lost loved ones as a consequence of this virus, and asking people to continue with social isolation. I would be delighted to have a forum in which I can get my questions answered more quickly. Of course I would. I would be delighted in which I could get every question that a constituent asks me answered immediately, every anomaly that has been thrown up in the social welfare with carers lens, everything that is coming to me, that I would get those answers instantly for people. Of course I would. As all of these things get worked through, I know that will happen more and more. And for that to happen in public, great, fantastic. But I don't physically need to attend a place and put other people at risk in relation to it.
Jennifer Carol McNeil of Fine Gael, Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.